يلا نتعلم فلسطيني.
This is gonna remind you of something, Basil. Okay, just bear with me. You'll figure it out. When I would put you to bed and read Quran, we would read some Quran, right? And then I would say, كان يا مكان في قديم الزمان. You remember that one? إيش? What does it mean?
I think something like once upon a time.
Exactly. Something, كان يا مكان في قديم الزمان. Something happened in a faraway place a long time ago. So that's how you start a story. كان يا مكان في قديم الزمان. And then you start the story. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, at the end of the story, what did I say after the story is done? توتي خلصت الحدوتة. حلوة ولا ملتوتة؟ توتة it's just words. خلصت الحدوتة. حدوتة means the little anecdote or story. حلوة ولا ملتوتة؟
Is it sweet or is it
not sweet, savory? So at the end of the story, I would ask, so how was it? Was it
sweet or
was it sweet or not sweet? Basically, did you like it or not? And so, you know, kids sometimes they just want to say ملتوتة, even though it was حلوة. So the basic story you would tell a child, ليلى والذئب. Remember? See, it's Little Red Robin Hood. You know that story?
I think it's Riding Hood.
Whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, I know that story.
Okay. In Arabic, see, I always told it in Arabic because it's more fun. Layla was Zib. Layla and the wolf. Okay? That's the main story. And at the end of the story, you know, the moral of the story, after I tell you the moral of the story and everything, and I want to know if you learned the moral or not, if you say maltute, means, I didn't learn anything from this story.
Or maybe I just didn't like it. Or maybe I just wanted to annoy you.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. Maybe I can tell you the story again one day.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
كان يا مكان في قديم الزمان.
Yeah, so the word زمان is actually in our story today.
Yes.
The word زمان, a long time ago.
Long time ago. Yeah, let them listen, Basil, and then we'll come and explain it. How about that?
Yeah, let's listen to it 3 times, then we'll come back.
Yep. أول مرة. زمان ما شفتك. كيف حالك؟
الحمد لله. وزمان عنك.
هاي بنتك منال؟
شايفة صارت عروس.
تاني مرة. زمان ما شفتك. كيف حالك؟
الحمد لله. وزمان عنك.
هاي بنتك منال؟
شايفة صارت عروس.
تالت مرة. زمان ما شفتك. كيف حالك؟
الحمد لله. وزمان عنك.
هاي بنتك منال؟
شايفة صارت عروس.
Okay, we're back. One of my favorite words, زمان. Okay, let's start. Okay, you ready? Okay. زمان ما شفتك. كيف حالك؟
Long time no see. How are you?
زمان ما شفتك. كيف حالك؟
Long time no see. How are you?
زمان ما شفتك. كيف حالك؟
Long time no see. How are you?
الحمد لله. وزمان عنك.
I'm fine. Long time no see to you too.
الحمد لله. وزمان عنك.
I'm fine. Long time no see to you too.
الحمد لله. وزمان عنك.
I'm fine. Long time no see to you too.
هاي بنتك منال.
Is that your daughter Manal?
هاي بنتك منال.
Is that your daughter Manal?
هاي بنتك منال.
Is that your daughter Manal?
آه شايفة صارت عروس.
You see her? She's all grown up now.
آه شايفة صارت عروس.
You see her? She's all grown up.
آه شايفة صارت عروس.
You see? She's all grown up now.
All right.
Yes.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Yes.
زمان ما شفتك. كيف حالك؟ Okay. زمان.
A long time.
ما شفتك.
I haven't seen you.
كيف حالك؟
How are you?
زمان.
زمان, like we said, means a long time.
A long time, yes.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
ما negates what's coming after.
شفتك.
So, شوف means to see. شفتك means saw you in the past. You being a lady. شفتك yeah. is for a lady. شفتك for male. So, right. they're really saying, literally, a long time I haven't seen you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you look at شفتك, شفت means I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Tek,
mm-hmm.
you. I saw you. All mm-hmm. in one word.
Yes.
You see how simple it is?
Yep.
ما شفتك. كيف حالك.
كيف how حالك. Remember, again, we've taught you guys this before. كيف حالك or كيف حالك means how are you. But literally, كيف is how. حال is situation. حالك, your situation to a mm-hmm. lady. حالك for a lady. حالك for a guy. حالنا, our situation. Anyways.
Or you can say كيفك
mm-hmm.
or كيفك.
Yeah,
it's a slang. It depends version. On what you want to say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They mean the same thing. كيفك or كيف حالك, same thing.
Same thing.
So, long time no see. How are you?
Right. الحمد لله. وزمان عنك. الحمد لله.
I'm fine.
وزمان عنك.
And a long time.
And long time, I haven't
heard
about you or your news or dealt with you. That's what this means.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
So we're going to break it down. So alhamdulillah means thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can respond to someone if they ask you, how are you? You just say that and that means I'm fine. But it literally means...
Yeah, thank God on any situation.
Yeah, and it's a response. You can respond to people with that. It's a response.
Mm-hmm.
But we're translating it to I'm fine because that's what they're saying.
Because that's how it would sound
to
you.
Yeah, that's right. what they're meaning by it. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. And then زمان.
A long time.
We know زمان. عنك.
So عنك, they're really saying... So عن is...
About,
you know. Uh-huh.
About you.
But what they're really saying is, وزمان عنك, and it's been a long time for you, for me too.
Mm-hmm.
A long That's time right. I haven't seen you as well.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And a long time I haven't known about you, your news, mm-hmm. your life. She hasn't seen her in a while. It's just an expression. You just have to know it this way. Okay, so الحمد لله وزمان عنك. هاي بنتك منال. هاي.
Is that.
بنتك.
Your daughter.
منال.
منال.
That's the name of a of course, girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. هاي this.
This.
هاي this.
Mm-hmm.
بنتك.
So بنت means daughter. بنتك is your daughter to a lady.
Mm-hmm.
بنتك, your daughter to a man. So. Hey, bintik Manal. Is this your daughter, Manal?
Mm-hmm. Let me say this as it is and then say it a different way to show you the difference, okay? Hey, bintik Manal.
Mm-hmm. The way you pronounce it is what makes it a question.
Exactly.
It could be a statement.
That's a very important thing. Mm-hmm. That makes the language for you as a beginner easy to say because you can say the same sentence and it would sound like a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say it with the right intonation, with a question mark in your voice,
mm-hmm.
it is a question. And that depends on the situation. So anytime something like that comes up, I will let you know. That's very valuable in a language.
Yeah.
Okay. So, هاي بنتك منال. Okay. شايفة صارت عروس. Okay, that's a hard one to translate.
Something like that.
شايفة.
Do you see?
صارت عروس.
She became a princess. So, what they're really saying is, you see her. She's all grown up now. So, look, we're going to break that down.
Okay, in the there are two things the woman is doing. She's saying, you see, I'm getting really older. And then she's saying also, and my girl is grown up. So the here is, what do you say, bittersweet?
Kinda.
Okay. Shayfe.
Shayfe means, do you see? Almost like you're pointing at something. Shayfe? You see that thing over there?
Exactly.
And, but the other thing is, if I say to a guy, shayif, inta shayif, do you see that? But if I'm saying it to a lady, inti shayfe,
right?
Do you see?
And here also the intonation tells you. If you just say shayfe, you're saying you see this. But this here you are, it's an exclamation mark at the end. So you say shayfe.
It's a question too. Shayfe. It's like a it's a question. She's saying, do you see her?
You see that pretty thing that I made? Okay.
Shayfe.
Shayfe. Sarat.
Sar means happen. So in this situation, they're saying sarat means she became. She became.
She became, and this is funny, this word, arus.
Arus. Arus means a bride, right?
A bride, basically.
Yeah, I said princess. But
yes, yes, exactly. It's, that's in English. Because when a girl is pretty and she's you know, young woman, she's the age that she can be married, they always say sarat arus. Not, they're not saying, I want my girl to be married or anything. No, they're saying she is a grown woman. She's a little woman, you know.
She grew up.
She grew up.
Sarat arus.
Arus. Okay, so now that you understand the gist of this, let's go back and hear it and see how many words we can pick up, you know, and understand.
Yeah, let's see.
How about that? Let's go. See. أول مرة زمان ما شفتك كيف حالك؟
الحمد لله وزمان عنك
هاي بنتك منال؟
آه شايفة صارت عروس
تاني مرة زمان ما شفتك كيف حالك؟
الحمد لله وزمان عنك
هاي بنتك منال؟
آه شايفة صارت عروس
ثالث مرة زمان ما شفتك كيف حالك؟
الحمد لله وزمان عنك
هاي بنتك منال؟
آه شايفة صارت عروس
We're back. Okay, a couple of things. First of all, كيف حالك or كيف حالك, that is such an important thing to know. So if you're saying it to a male, to a guy, you say كيفك. But if you say it to a female, you say كيفك. Simple, instead of كيف حالك or كيف حالك. Also, الحمد لله. Is a very important another in here you have three or four little words that can be helpful. Alhamdulillah means thank God. And even if you're crying, you say Alhamdulillah. It is, it means I thank God for whatever God gives me. That's basically it. It also, you know, could mean I'm fine, I'm okay, you know, just an answer to كيف حالك. Okay. You know what? We talked about story, like كان يا مكان في قديم الزمان.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the story, now in that interesting, we start the first sentence with زمان.
Mm-hmm.
We end the whole thing with عروس.
Mm-hmm.
Now at the end, that was not meant, but it worked out this way. Okay, so at the end, usually of this, like Cinderella, what else?
Whatever story. Little Red Robin Hood, right?
No, she doesn't get married.
That's not her name. I'm just kidding. Or maybe the Snow White.
Yeah, all these stories. At the end, she becomes عروس.
The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid? I'm not sure of Little Mermaid, what that is.
No, no, she became a mermaid. She's not, I mean, maybe she was became born a human. Mermaid? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. Yeah, no. But anyways, most of those stories at the end, you know, the typical old stories that they tell children is at the end, you know, the بعيشوا بتبات ونبات وبخلفوا أولاد وبنات. And they live happily ever after. And they have boys and girls. So they get married.
Yeah.
You know, what they say at the end of the story.
Yeah, they say happily ever after.
Ah, yeah. Hey, here, you know, for us, it's important to keep the earth going and having children.
Can you tell them can you break that part down so they understand?
Ah, yeah, okay. So at the end of the story, وعاشوا بتبات ونبات. That means they lived in very fruitful life, you know, because the culture depends on farming and all that. So they lived in a place where there were trees and they would plant things and things keep on going. And then they would have children, you know. So what we're saying is that happily ever after, but keeping the earth going, growing the trees, growing the food, and having children. And then at the end we say عاشوا,
yeah,
they lived.
They lived.
بتبات, very steadfast.
Okay.
تبات ونبات. نبات means greenery, means, you know, they cultivated the earth.
Okay. Yeah, keep makes on, sense because...
Keep the earth going, you know.
If someone's vegetarian, you call them نباتي.
Yeah, نبات. That's right. وخلفوا and they brought أولاد وبنات, boys and girls. And we have talked about boys and girls, right?
Wow. So, and that's how they say happily ever after.
Happy ever after. وتوتي توتي خلصت الحدوتة. حلوة ولا ملتوتي؟
ملتوتي.
No, Basil. No, you always said حلوة before.
That was a good one. I like it.
Yeah, that's the end of the story. And guess what, Basil? We came to the end of this lesson, right? So, I told you, توتي توتي خلصت الحدوتي. The story is done. حلوة, right?
حلوة.
حلوة, nice. And as usual, we had fun. I had a lot of fun. And one day, I will tell you the story of
Little Red Robin Hood.
Riding Hood.
Robin Hood.
I don't like Robin Hood. I like Layla.
That's what you did. You put Robin Hood in Little Red Riding Hood story.
Why not?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we can't say both stories, but the other story is not part of my culture because you're not supposed to steal from the rich and give the poor. That doesn't happen. The rich has to help the poor. That's how it works. Anyways.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this, Basil. And as usual, we always wish you peace and bid you peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Hilwe, right? Yay. Guys, you're still here? Yeah, but yeah. You came along for this lesson. We've enjoyed having you. You can support us by donating on patreon.com/learnfalastini. And come follow us on Instagram @learnfalastini. أهلا وسهلا.